Mike, welcome to the Internet Advisor. Yep. We've got some stories to talk about, and we'll tell people who may not be familiar with it more about MI Tech News. But the way of doing that, and folks, this is a service that comes to you free of charge every Friday. These headlines we'll be talking about, we're talking about just three headlines, but there are many more. Plus, you've got audio links and a whole lot more that we'll tell you about shortly. But Mike, let's see. One of the articles I saw here was about a company that has been well-known nationally, internationally, for its shoe products, is in Rockford, Michigan, and they are closing a whole bunch of stores.
Yeah, formed in 1883, by the way. I went back into their history to take a look. So they've been around for a really long time as a bricks and mortar store, but they're closing 140 of those stores over the next 18 months. And guess what they're going to focus on? E-tail. They realize that, you know, with Zappo and other companies out there selling footwear online, they got to join the band, right?
Right. So, and by the way, this is Wolverine Worldwide. Wolverine, again, known for great shoes, especially workman's shoes, I think, in particular, I think. Right, Mike?
Hush Puppies, Keds, you know, Merrill, whole Keds.
Whole bunch of lines.
Actually, the Keds is doing well because they partnered with Taylor Swift.
Ah.
And that's the one line that seems to be growing very well. I guess she wears those on stage, and so everybody has to have them, right?
Fascinating. So, yeah, they got that, plus the online presence is a very, very important part. And so it's interesting, 140 stores closing. Well, some good news for Michigan, at least it certainly looks like it. Michigan is rated number 3 for the most improved state for business.
Well, there's an asterisk here. Part of it is it's number 3 among the top populous states. But still, it's an improvement.
That
beats Ohio, Texas, New York, places like that.
Ooh.
If you look at the overall list, we're 18th out of 50, but it's still an improvement. We were 39th last year.
Wow.
So just things like for 2 years in a row, it's been the top major facility state for recruiting corporate facilities. It's the friendliest tax state, one of the friendly tax states, things like that. And so on this survey, we're doing better. So, I mean, that's a good thing, right?
Absolutely. Always good news to hear that we're improving in terms of the rankings, especially in business, because it makes it much more attractive. And that's one of the things you focus on with MI Tech News is the business climate in our state. And one last thing, another headline here, and this has to do with venture partners, I should say, venture capitalists. It's two Detroit venture partner interns won a lot of money at a hacking competition here locally.
Yeah, that was the one we talked about a show or two back, that Automation Alley sponsored the hackathon, where you developed a new app for the Detroit Public Library, and two interns from the Detroit Venture Partners group there on Madison, they won $5,000. That's a pretty good summer money, right? Mm-hmm. And so this new app is going to work with librarians so that they can provide users with alerts and notifications about events, mobile payments, transcribe voice messages, does a lot of different things. And the beauty of it is they developed it over the weekend.
I love it. It was something that was held at the Detroit Public Library, and the neat thing about it is the software will immediately benefit the Detroit Public Library. It's a cool way of getting that done, as well as promoting and encouraging the development of great software applications. A lot of that seems to be going around here in the Detroit area, doesn't it, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been covering this whole scene now since 1995, and it's amazing the strides we've made compared to where we were. It's not California, it's not New York, but we're doing really well.
But I'm also hearing, and matter of fact, I was just talking to a young lady the other day who moved here to go to school because she said the price was right and the cost of living was right too, and she's going to Wayne State University here locally. Well, businesses, I understand, I think, finding that same thing. And by the way, folks, with MI Tech News, you get these headlines and many more that focus on the development that's going on in our state of Michigan and in the Midwest in general. Well, national headlines and state headlines, and then the ones that talk about businesses that are developing here. And if you're an entrepreneur in particular, we'll talk about all sorts of opportunities you have for networking with people who have your same interest. Matter of fact, may even be able to put you in touch with some of the venture capitalists who are out there as well, as Mike covers that very, very thoroughly. He's also in the state capitol, knows what's going on there in Lansing. How do you get hold of this? Simply by going to internetadvisor.net and clicking You can go down to Mike Brennan's smiling face, MI Tech News. Click on that subscribe button. It costs you nothing. And every Friday, you'll get all these headlines and many more, plus a lot of great audio links, including our show and many other things as well. Mike Brennan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Foster. Have a great summer.
All right.